Shalom and good morning to you who are in the morning and to you who are in the afternoon, like Max in Jordan. And I heard a call from the Netherlands, an identification from the Netherlands. So wherever you are, it's a good day in the Lord. Well, I'm just back from Israel. And I am preparing for an upcoming 3BI special class that we're going to have in Collinsville, Oklahoma, May 5 through 9. I am so much needing to study for that. And I had contemplated not coming out to Prayer Mountain today, but I just want you to know that I am going to go out to Prayer Mountain today. So I'm not sure what time our united prayer will be, but the only way you can take part on it is by going online to billybrim.org, because I don't know what time it will be, and you won't be able to get on a prayer call because I'm going to be out there at the mountain. That's billybrim.org, and just follow the prompts, B-I-L-L-Y-E. BRIM.org. So that's a little bit of housekeeping. Another bit of housekeeping is Sunday. Coming up is Easter Sunday, and there will not be prayer at Prayer Mountain at 3, nor will there be a prayer call at 3, because families together are celebrating the wondrous, wondrous, wondrous miracle. And really, the basis of everything we believe, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, back to May 5 through 9, we're going to be doing a special 3BI class called The Bible, The Story of the Glory. We're going to be at our church in Collinsville, which Chip and Candace pastor. That's a glorious church, Collinsville, Oklahoma, and we will be having sessions at 9:30 in the morning till about 11:30 or noon, and then we'll have an afternoon session, 2 o'clock. We are going to do it just like we do the our classes here when we have 3BI, and because we want you to know what a 3BI is like, we're going to stream live the first day, Monday, May 5. We're going to stream live, and it will be at 9:30 in the morning and 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And you can get an idea of what a 3BI class is like. Possibly those will be, you know, you can get them later. We actually have 50 places left. In this class, we've already got our what we call the charter class, we've got them all set. So now we have 50 places left. If you would like to join us, it'll be a wonderful experience for you. Just call Barbara at 417-593-9517. That's Barbara at 417-593-9517. Or go online, billybrim.org, and follow the prompts. To 3BI, which stands for Billy Brim Bible Institute, in getting ready for this, because what started me on the glory many years ago was that the Lord had told Brother Hagin to look up every scripture on the glory. So I'm watching on YouTube some of the times he taught, and I got this wonderful session that I remember so well. If you want to, if you'd like to watch it, it just so blessed me. Because after he taught a while, oh my goodness, we moved over into a manifestation of the glory and the Spirit of God that was just wonderful. And you can see a much younger version of me translating what the Lord gave in tongues through Sister Mama Goodwin, that great, great saint of God. And so on YouTube, it's called Manifestations of the Glory of God 1, Reverend Kenneth E. Hagin. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Brother Max, are you on the call?
And I'm believing that you hear me very clear.
Oh, yeah, I hear you so clearly. Actually, more clearly than when we were in Jordan together. And I surely do thank you once more for being good host and hostess to you and Quinn. My wonderful time in Jordan.
We really enjoyed it. And you know what, Miss Lily, we've been finding more areas. It's just been, you know, the Lord has been really helping us to find more areas where the Lord walk, where the disciples. I mean, it's just great. And I have a dream this morning that to go back to Elijah place. Now, I don't know why, but so I'm going back to Elijah place on Sunday.
You know, that was a very meaningful place for me to go. It's so high up in the mountains. In my going to Israel this time, and I went to the place of the prophets and the places of David, so much took place on very, very high mountaintops. And so they were really in shape, those people, really in shape. But that would be good. I think you'd be blessed there. I was certainly blessed there. You know, we are, Brother Max, have you had your wedding in your family?
It is going to be tomorrow evening, later on, 9:30 p.m. So 2 p.m. your time tomorrow.
Well, my blessings on your nephew and all. Let's just pray about that wedding right now. Heavenly Father, in the name above every name, that's a pivotal point in this young man's life, this young woman's life, but seeming to me a pivotal point for what you've called, for your blessings, for your church, for everything there in Jordan, for the work of God in people's lives. And Father, in the name above all name, we pray for the protection at the wedding. We plead the blood of Jesus over the wedding. We draw a bloodline around all concerned. And we draw a bloodline, we just do know how you are covering, and angels are called to attend. We call angels to attend that wedding and to look over and see that everything about that wedding is under the protective wing of the Lord, who said that he would put us under his wings in Psalm 91. And so we trust for that, for the wedding. And for your calling the groom and the others to your very self. We thank you for that.
The family.
Family. We lift up the family. We lift up Max's family that are all involved in this, in the name, above every name. Weddings are really important to the Lord. Really important to the Lord.
I'm going to add to that, Liz. They are the first time, because I signed the paper for him to get married when I was here last year.
That was you with the sheikh.
Because I was there, a lot of my family members didn't come because I am called an infidel right now, you know, in their eyes. So just pray that you already prayed. Praise the Lord. And we have Barb and Frank need healing. Barb in Minnesota and Frank in Minnesota. They're both in Minnesota right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just to keep everybody line, to keep them good.
Let's just think about that. We're at midweek of Passover. Mm-hmm. And I've been studying Passover this week. And I see connections with the glory. And I see connections with the rapture of the church. Coming out of Egypt is a type and a shadow of the rapture of the church. And when they came out of Egypt, they had a divine healing. There was not one feeble among their tribe, it is written. So that means that they had a great healing. And here we are at midweek of Passover week. And actually, this would have been the week that the things happened, because Jesus was by the calendar of God, but in our using our calendar, and next week we're going to have Easter, and this is what we celebrate the Passion Week. Let's just pray right now concerning healing in the body of Christ. Heavenly Father, in the name above every name, you worked a miracle. When they came out of that Passover meal, there had been a great miracle worked. They were all well. Nobody stumbled. Nobody was lame. They were able to make the trip, the arduous trip that they were about to face. And Father, in the name above every name, we're asking you for some miracles in the body of Christ. Two names have been lifted to you, Barbara, Frank, but there are others. If you on the line right now would just lift a name, just lift a name.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, give us Passover miracles in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we pray. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, we pray. And thank you for it. You know, in studying Exodus chapter 12 and the first Passover, I came across something that just thrilled me, so I had to share it with someone, so I shared it with Rick Renner. In Exodus 12, you know that they took a lamb without blemish. And this is verses 5 and 6. And we know that Jesus is the Passover lamb. He fulfilled this. But here is the first Passover, Exodus 12, 5 and 6. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male a year old. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. And you shall keep it until the 14th day of this month, when the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill their lambs at twilight. Now I want to, there was a note in my studies in the stone edition of the Chumash on that word assembly. I'll read it again in its passage. Your lamb shall be without blemish. You may take it from the sheep or goats. You shall keep it until the 14th day when the whole assembly, the assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill their lambs at twilight. Now, this is the note on that word assembly. The word derives, the Hebrew word, from a root meaning to fix or to appoint. Like you fix a date or appoint a date. Implying that the word refers to a society united by their common calling, a community. This is the first time the word is found in the Torah, so that would be in the whole Bible, implying that the commandment of the Pesach offering ushered in a new era. The Jewish people was now a nation, united by its common calling as God's chosen people. So this word means a group with a common calling. The Greek word in the New Testament, ekklesia, which appears in most translations as church, its real meaning is assembly. The ekklesia. Ek means out. It's a calling out. And it is a calling out and making an assembly. A group called out and made an assembly. That's why the denomination that we know chose to call themselves the Assemblies of God. The meaning of that word ekklesia is really assembly. The body of Christ is an assembly. But what I wanted to point out to you and what I learned from studying this is we are united, an assembly united by a common calling. Now, part of that common calling is the call to glory. And we're going to be talking about that. We're actually called to glory. and 1 Thessalonians 2:12, that you would walk worthy of God who has called you unto his kingdom and glory. This 2 Thessalonians 2:14, whereunto he called you by the good news, or by our gospel, to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have a common calling. We are called to the glory, and that's going to be part of what we study when we study the Bible, the story of the glory at 3BI. And I want to remind you again, there are some places left. Just call Barbara at 417-593-9517. We have such a good time, such fellowship. There will be 150 of us there, not a large group, and we get to know each other. It's really good. But now, just think about this, a common calling, a corporate calling. I believe that this prayer call that we're on, this assignment, is a common calling. So we are an assembly. We have been assembled by the Lord, a prayer force. We're not the only one. My goodness gracious, no. And you must never, never think of yourself more highly than you ought to think. And we don't do that. We just know that we're one prayer group in the hand of God, that we are united by a common calling. And I want to thank you for that, Holy Father. I want to thank you for it. I want to thank you that at that time when actually Max and me and Billy Edgar and all of us were so disappointed at the way the elections had turned out in 2020. And Father, in the name above every name, you, on that prayer call, you united us. Just in the baby steps we started when you let Brother Max hear in Arabic. And then you called folks one by one. And here we are together, a united assembly today, prayer assembly. We've assembled because you've condescended to meet with us, just like you condescended to meet with them in the tabernacle and then the temple, and now we're the temple. And it's just wonderful, Lord. It's just marvelous. It's past our understanding, past our comprehension, but oh, how thankful we are. Thankful we can pray. I can pray individually. Everybody in here can pray individually. And they can pray in other prayer groups and pray with their church and pray with their prayer partners. But oh, Jesus, oh, Father, how wonderful it is to be in assembly today, to get to pray together with you, and one more time to lift our voices in unity and to give our tongues and surrender our tongues to you and trust that you will give us utterance, utterance applicable to this hour, utterance applicable to your power, utterance applicable to your plan and purpose, Lord. We do thank you and praise you and give you glory and honoration for that plan, honor for that great plan of redemption, which you celebrate this very week, Lord. We celebrate this very, what we call the Passion Week, when our Lord fulfilled the Passover and became that unblemished Lamb of God upon the throne. Lamb of God offering his blood. Oh, my goodness, there was a blood sacrifice that night in Egypt. There was a blood sacrifice for us on Calvary. And thank you for the cleansing of that blood. But thank you, dear Lord, that he didn't stay in the grave. Thank you that he raised up triumphant over death, hell, and the grave. And that's why you always cause us to triumph in him, as you remind us over and over in this prayer call. Lord, I'm thankful. Lord, I'm thankful in the name above every name. We're all so thankful. Mo skiri bahala kom brakta na ko dohshan diana ka dahasha ke bene hatiana na ka brekata ko dohshan diana ko brekata fra kala kom brakta mi shoto mi shoto mi shoto mi kabala to hore manan die kafra ko do gohule ko brekta fra ndash ko to brekata ko hule ko pa imano kara manahai ashantile ko ta Kere godora kapra hafrikti ono kopre katini ono kopre katai. Mijo do 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 hoshe. Ila varatoni ono kohoro ko papa latiti ti kaha shanto. Kafre kodo kohole kapra kala kongam brakati shanto. Prakatai ono kohoro ko piprio. Hoshe ti ono kohoro ba. Bole di vrahalo kon, yene kohoro ko pa, le vraton che. Ishando lo koho chang dargo doho chang tiang dargo yong dargo doho shak tia. Kafrika de goho le ko bipri anaka, eje nene na kamrika de goho le ka pak tia na ko toshka tamprika de goho shai. Ale dora manakaya na kahalai. Gele kom brefra ke dika, mashon toro ko oche ne ka. Gele ko brali varatanya ne ko horo ko toshka tam prakata ka lai. Father, tishon tele ko brakya na ko doho shetya ne ko toshka. Pashon tia ne ko ragadashka ta pretya prakatoshke. Oh, thank you for the blood. Kufra balahalaya toshka. Prishanto no kombrika de gahai. Kivala do mene kohoro ko pa. Isha te kohoro ko mene kalakakai. Keli ko dio le valakai ante te pe paratosh kenyando. E baria tora fara nierto. I gandio no kohoro kapra kafiano rashi. E shandolo caro, mangoro godo baki, mango non cobra halaka fangio no coho shakete, kabila toro manania ne coro go bratia ne combre cadegalakai, shanton chando goho shantia ne cotashka. Kivala halo tupra, prasko tonji di goro go pe. Chi mena nombri ca fraca la compretti ane coraconge ane gohoroco bibri a tot ed ego dange. Marriage, the marriage. Oh, shonda la braha le chi broco fronde ne me caro tosca dange de cubra. I leva halo cor. I shano no nombri ca halai, ca halai. Ma coraco tombri ca de go fracchi ane corti ecte. Chi vili hi tio shandanya na kohoro ko tana na kohoro ko nje na karakatanya na kohoro ko ba. Iga la gala ha. Mashonte, mashonte, mashonte. Kafri kada gaha la kombre kada gaha lai. Ije na kora manaka nye na kohoro ko dori ka brakya fraka donche na kohoro shakche. Ishantoro monaki. Me kolo kobre kefra, ma shonte le koho shangye ne ko dobre kate gada ha shangye ne ko do ko dobre. Ile vratua, anyono koro mediando, re ko do shede bo, rabada kobre kefra kandye, no no kobre kate gadae. Ole tihi nyata, ole tihi nyata, o mangi le doho shai, vara ko doho shakyana. Kafrika de kohola kabinyo na kohora ko dosh ke te brakatai. Angoro ko topa. Kafrika de go onje de ko ora ko branya ne ko ora ko danje. Isha na la kara manakaya na kahala. Kobili dinywa. Majon tere kapa. Kivrandi anto no ko. Mali tono manaka. More! More! More, Lord! More! Pashkodonye, pashkodonye, mikolo ka. Evele dush wanye ne korgo, hubabila tanye ne korgo. O, supra tanye ne korgo doshe. Ile kobra halaka. Ile kobra manaka hulakapa. Ije na matuhu shwa. Pele doho shwa, mangoro ko doho shetye. Prodiva, mashote leveratanya de kohoro pa balakora manakara na kalyanda la gotoshka. Krivatonya nikwa matu kohora kapinyo. Kafra kodo kohore kambrahala kangara gata hashantor gontonche de gotoshakit. Ishoto ko prahala kampra karegaha nyane kohoro ko bebe le tonye no kohoro ka disko e jana nanyandor go doti ekte de kohoro ko bre vrande li macho bandya no kohoro ko donye ne kwa ishe de kohoro kampra ha shote le ko prahala ko tohu shwa ishe ne me twa shiko to umbri ko to kohoro kampra tiana ko toshka dabri katega dashka. Pipele hele kanga halai, mana kohoro kodoshke, ma kohoro katinyo. Kibele hatone, ma kahala kaya, na kohoro kodambra, kada koho shangja, na koho tohi shangja, na doro go tofra, kada gbelita. Imide tua, ajo doro go brevre, ele kanga randye, na kohoro kodanye, na kohoro kodabita, doro go toshka, tofri kala kobre. Ine mahuwa. Ina mahalaka, ina makalaka, o pe kalode baraki ano koro manaki, a kado janyaka. Ijana nana, nene koro kada halate, nene koro ko ba, bila to nene kobre katanchete. Mishoto, 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 makalaka, katanya na kahalaka ba. Lulu di goba, panyo na koro, badaya na koro, mananya na kobre, kedi kandanya na koba, shito ma koro, bataya. Ishando lo kuhu shwa, kata kuhu shenge, di gombrafra, mitoro kotebe, li tunyo na kwa, shede koro kapinyo. Malato mahavi, nora maniano, no kobre kalito, lo kobre kalai. Kebera toho shwa. Kebala toho shande ne kotohoro ka batanya ne koro kodoshka tabre. Ilibra. Ilibra toro. Ilibra toro. Ito koho shwa. Ato to koho shekla. O shekla na koro ma. Kavra kodo kohole ke bito kala kahara kanjiano nono kobra kedega dashka tanje de kodoshka. Ishano kora minanya na kohora kodachi de pro koho shakyato. Kavra kade kohole kan praktya na kora mana kara kadanya na kodonje de kodoho shakyato. Ikala kahai mantyo na kodabra kadahala kankara kadehi shato. Kamina kwa livala korma na kahara katianto da koho shetia la mi mantia la mala para mio nono kwa kalo koto ho shende ne kotoshko tabre kato kotoshko elevala tu shando la kohora kopa Ebelantiona na kwa. More, 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 Lord, more. Kivaro duvito shakoto ba ala kongara ka ai bala donya ne kwa bala to ramanai anakito. Krovati hile ka. Krovati le ke hile maanya na kora ka dale vela bala kora mananya na kora kataya na katya. Je l'écoute toi, Kesha Tora. Kavila Tora Mananya, Kambila Kohoto Kupa, Ishatito Koho Shekyato. Me Tanana Kobalatai. Ibidi Dudu Shwa Dura Gavara Gadanya, Ne Kora Kapali, Kotonya, Ne Kwa, Ajana Kora Kapalito. Gavara Gandiana, Kohoro Kapanya, Nekohoro Kapailikodia, Nekovra Kadianto, Mais je vois d'accord, mais j'ai des gamins, la tonne, les colabres, agnore, manigno, no corvalito, no, no, no. Oh, sabicano. Sabicano, macene. Macene, fagne. Tingo, copa. I ne kohuro kapa, mashku dobre. Mashku dobre fra, matola, matola. I ne anon kohuro kate kahai. Kobre kebra, manyo no kobre. Kate kalita, landala ko. Ashenete, ashenete, ashenete. Ego te barakahaya na karaka tanya ne kohura kodoshka tapika te kodoshka. Ila vratonye me kwa ashuntele kapinyo no kopri katafre kodonji di ka e jana makora matinyo no kora paleta karande le kehine na. O jandi li vapara doshka tambe kate kodoha shakya da kodoha shakya da kodoha shakya. Ibaratohura kobre, tiena kobre. Mashka donji, mashka donji. Father, Father. Ibaratohura makia doshka. Isha no 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 brikataka hafra, tiena kote de kadashka da brikatoni. Bella dohora keshka banshi de godo, makura godoshka bare kotoni me kwa. Pushwa, ishanto, malitu bravrondie, pogangiata. Kapara toho shetete. Kapara kotoho shandie ne godoshka. Evele toho katanshi de godoshka. Isato kohote. Kangara kakaya nahala kampanka. Ene kwa dara gotwa ishakjana. Krapito, krapito, krapito. Mito, 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 kakala, tanya na kora, paja na no nombre. Bless the Lord. Kavra gedu kwa, ajando lo gobre, ejine komba. Kafre kotoko o la barataya ndele makarakara na 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 nya na bala bahaya na kala kabanya. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh fratiana no kumpre. Isha tolo kumpre patani. Kavilo du bra bra, bajano mi la ba. Akarakanyani andolo gobre ande goraka latito 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 parakatehile kambra akalakaharaketya nakatoshke tenche bashkato ramananya. Paskantora kanyana nombre, Ivalai amochanda baho soton, abrenyo no kwa, abrenyo no kwa vinyo, abrenyo no kwa vara kohobai, ashantolo kobre, mando li satonya vitali. Kala kapra halakwa, kala braka halakaya naka. Ijandolo gobre frita, Kangala dobre, kobala taya balito. Mashote makopa palaila. Ishantolo godoho shetia. Ishantolo goho tiandolo goho tiandaka dahashan tiandaka tiandaka. Elaka alamanyanda. Kavrahala komprekte ishato. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Most High God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Brother Max, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. All right. The first statement, I read like this. It is not tough. It is not tough to move from the past. It is hard to stay where you are. Oh, more to it. Okay, I'll start all over here. It is not tough to move from the past. It is hard to stay where you are. No. Oh, now, sorry. Now the time to move. Now the time to move in that change. Now the time to move in that change that I have for you. Okay, that's the statement. Oh, that's part of it underlined. I'll point it out here and now. End of it. I'll start all over again. It is not tough to move from the past. It is hard to stay where you are. Now, the time. Start with the word time. That's underlined all the way to the end. So time is underlined all the way to the end in this statement. Now, the time to move in that change that I have for you. So, time to move in that change that I have for you is underlined.
Thank you.
Okay. Next scripture here is Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19. Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19. Philippians 3, verses 13 and 14. Philippians Chapter 3, verses 13, 1, 3, and 14, 1, 4. Next statement. Go deep. The renewal, R-E-N-E-W-A-L. Go deep, the renewal of moving. Go deep, the renewal of moving on today. I give you hope in this prayer. I give you hope in this prayer. Stand with my prophet and friend. I'll slow down here. Oh, it's almost done here. Prophet and friend, this company, of your family, this company of your family, the last three words are underlined, this company of your family, now this part is underlined, I hear you, I hear you. And it's underlined. I hear you is underlined. I'll read it again. Go deep. The renewal in moving on, today, I give you hope in this prayer. Stand with my prophet and friend, this company of your family. This part is underlined. I hear you.
All right. I have a question. Deep. And then is there a word in there between deep and the... go deep in the renewal of moving on today?
Go deep, the or the renewal.
Okay. No word between. And all right. Got it.
Yeah.
Go deep, the renewal of moving on today. I give you hope in this prayer. Stand with my prophet and friend, this company of your family, and then underlined, I hear you.
Correct.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. Next scriptures here coming. Micah 7, verses 7 and 8. Micah 7. Verses 7 and 8. Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2. Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2. Next statement here. And remember faith. Preservance.
Maybe perseverance.
Perseverance. Yeah. You're right. Okay, and remember faith, perseverance, when you move on, be in pure, P-U-R-E, be in pure joy with me. Be in pure joy with me. And remember faith, perseverance with you, I'm sorry, when you move on, be in a pure joy with me. That's the statement. All right. Next is Romans 5. Verses 3 and 4. I think we don't have the phone on. Could hear background here. Romans 5, 3 and 4. 1 Peter 4, 12 and 13. 12, 13. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 and 13. Release and forgive. When release and forgive, when moving on, have the courage to move forward. Have the courage to move forward. When you're moving, start the new beginning. moving, start the new beginnings within us now, church. Okay, I'll read it again.
Excuse me.
Bless you. Okay, I'll start all over again here and I'll slow down. Release and forgive. When moving on, release and forgive when moving on. Have the courage to move forward. Have the courage to move forward. When moving, start the new beginnings. When moving, start the new beginnings. Now, church. That is a statement.
Okay, let me read it back to you, please.
Sure.
Release and forgive when moving on. Have the courage to move forward. When moving, start the new beginnings now, church.
That is correct.
Okay, thank you.
Then Philippians 4, 7. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. Second Corinthians 1, verses 3 and 4. 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 and 4. Next statement is underlined. All of it. This statement is all underlined. And it reads like this. Peace and comfort with you now. Peace and comfort with you now. This change must happen. This change must happen. Understanding that I will guard you. Oh, I will guard your minds and hearts. Yeah, that's the statement. I'll read it again. And again, Miss Billy, it's all underlined.
Oh,
peace.
Okay.
Yeah, all of it is underlined. Peace and comfort with you. Now, this change must happen. Understanding that I will guard your minds and hearts. Praise the Lord. Start thinking here. All right. Next scripture is Romans 15:13. Romans 15:1-5, verse 13:1-3. Psalm 23.
The whole Psalm.
He gave us Psalm 20. Yeah, he gave us 23 before, I believe. Yeah, whole Psalm. Mm-hmm. Psalm 23. All right. Next scripture is First Peter 5:10. First Peter 5:10. All right. Next statement here. Trusting God, your only hope. Trusting God, your only hope. You prayed, and I heard you. Let me see if there's more to it. Oh, yeah. That's the top of the next page. Okay, I'll read this again. Trusting God, your only hope. You prayed, and I heard you. All right. Oh, no, this is a new statement. I thought it's continue on, but it's, the line is here for a new statement. You have, and it reads like this. You have my perfect peace. You have my perfect peace. You trusted me. You trusted. You have my perfect peace. You trusted me. And my words, with an S. You have my perfect peace, and you trusted me, and my words. Okay, this part is underlined. Therefore, not to worry, I am. So, therefore, not to worry, I am, is underlined. And I'll read the statement again. Read like this. You have my perfect peace. You trusted me. You trusted me and my words. Therefore, this part is underlined. Therefore, not to worry, I am. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Next scripture here is 2 Corinthians 4:18. Psalm 56, chapter 56, verses 3 and 4. Psalm 56, 3 and 4. Next statement. Read like this. You have my wisdom and guidance. Yeah, you have my wisdom and guidance. It will be yours, with an S. It will be yours. You have my wisdom and guidance. It will be yours. You have the wisdom from my mouth. You have the wisdom from my mouth. This part is underlined. So the statement goes on like this. I'm going to read it, but it's underlined. You have the knowledge and the understanding, church. Go deeper. You have the knowledge and understanding, church. Go deeper. I'll read the whole statement again. You have my wisdom and guidance. It will be yours. You have the wisdom from my mouth. Underline part, you have the knowledge and the understanding. Church, go deeper. That's the statement. Okay. Then the Lord gave us Isaiah 30:21. James 3:17. Proverbs 4:11. Proverbs 4:11. Okay, Proverbs 4:11. Next statement is underlined. And it reads like this. Trusting in my timing, this is your hope and future. You are saved, S-A-V-E-D, you are saved as an anchor. You are saved as an anchor in Jesus, your God. And I can't see this word. A-C-C-E-S-S, is that even a word?
Access.
Access. Oh, it is? Yeah, access. Okay. Praise the Lord. Okay. Trusting in my timing, this is your hope and future. You are saved as an anchor in Jesus, your God, and access. That makes sense. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Okay. And this statement is all underlined. If I didn't say it,
starting
it
with
all
trusting
underlined.
In my timing?
Correct. Starting with trusting, ending with access. All underlined. Okay. Two more scriptures here.
You see, Jesus
Tyra?
Is our anchor,
yeah.
And he's our access to God. That's how we approach God.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you are saved as an anchor in Jesus, your God, and access. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. He's yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Makes perfect sense.
Praise the Lord. Titus. Titus 1, verse 2. Titus 1, verse 2. Romans 5, verses 2 through 5. Romans 5, verses 2 through 5. Trust in me, and it is underlined. Trust in me is underlined this morning.
Hallelujah. Wonderful.
This is
you
what
know,
we prayed for.
So much of
Go
this
ahead.
Means a lot to me because I'm studying now on the story of the glory, which the Bible is the story of the glory, and it calls us to be a glorious church. And we are being changed from glory to glory, the Bible says. One degree of God's glory to the next. And so when he talks about going deeper, and so much of this just absolutely goes along with what I'm studying right now, because I believe one part of our change is we're being changed from one degree of God's glory to the next, until we actually will be the glorious church. And that is a deeper thing. So here we go. It is not tough to move from the past. It is hard to stay where you are. Now the time to move in that change that I have for you. And from time to move in that change that I have for you is underlined. Isaiah. I think it's now that we're to move into the glorious church. Isaiah 43, 18, and 19. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. In the New American, it actually uses the word past. I shall read it. Do not call to mind the former things or ponder things of the past. Behold, I will do something new. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even make a roadway in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. Philippians 3, 13 and 14. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. King James says the prize of the high calling. Remember, we talked about a common calling. And the Bible saying we're called unto glory. Statement. Go deep. The renewal of moving on today. I give you hope in this prayer. Stand with my prophet and friend, this company of your family. Underlined. I hear you.
Micah 7, 7 and 8.
Miss Billy?
Yes.
It's in moving. Renewal in moving.
Okay. In moving rather than of moving.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah.
Let me read it again. Go deep, the renewal in moving on today. I give you hope in this prayer. Stand with my prophet and friend, this company of your family. I hear you, and I hear you is underlined. Micah 7, 7 and 8. But as for me, I will look to the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Rejoice not over me, my enemy. Though I fall, I will arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light for me. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Ha! Wherefore, seeing we are all so compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Statement. And remember, faith, perseverance, when you move on, be in pure joy with me. Romans 5, 3 and 4. And not only so, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance or patience, and patience, experience, and experience, hope. Other translations say, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance. Now that's Romans 5:3. I think that's the one I'm going to use because it uses the perseverance. It's the New American. When I write these down, I'm going to use it. And here's what it says. And not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance. And perseverance, proven character. And proven character, hope. Hallelujah. That was the New American Standard, 1995. 1 Peter 4, 12 and 13. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you which comes upon you for your testing, as though some strange thing were happening to you. But to the degree that you share the sufferings of Christ, keep on rejoicing, so that also at the revelation of his glory, you may rejoice with exultation. Food for pondering, folks. Release and forgive. When moving on, have the courage to move forward. When moving, start the new beginnings now, church. Philippians 4:7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds
in Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians 1, 3, and 4. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus. Underlined. Peace and comfort with you now. This change must happen, understanding that I will guard your mind and hearts. All of that underlined. Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power, yes.
Okay. Which one, Quinn? Peace and comfort with you now.
No.
Oh, no. Say it again.
No.
Okay.
A-N-O-W.
Okay. Peace and comfort with you. No, this change. Yeah, it's not
no?
Now. It's no. No, this change. Yeah, no, this change must happen.
Okay, all right. No, okay. Got it. Peace and comfort with
you.
Underlined. No, this change must happen. Understanding that I will guard your mind and hearts. Okay? Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Psalm 23, the entire psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and chesed shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. First Peter 5:10. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. Folks, I'm telling you with all my studying that I'm doing, he has called us to glory. That is our common call. Remember we talked about that? And all this change, the glory of God is the presence of God. And what's going to happen to us as we're changed from glory to glory is we're going to be increased inside us. He's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Inside us, we're going to be changed to more and more and more of the presence of God inside us. We're called to that. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory. You know, I looked up a couple of scriptures and read them to you in the beginning. I didn't read this one, but I'm going to add it. It's another one of the scriptures that says we're called unto glory. That's our common call. We're called to manifest God. Next statement from the Lord here. That was all just my comments. Trust in God, your only hope. You prayed, and I heard you. You have my perfect peace. You trusted me in my words. Underlined. Therefore, not to worry. I am. 2 Corinthians 4:18. Ha, I love this. Well, we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Psalm 56, 3 and 4. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in God whose word I praise. In God I have put my trust. I shall not be afraid. What can mere man do to me? Ooh, glory. You have my wisdom and guidance. It will be yours. You have the wisdom from my mouth. And then underlined, you have the knowledge and the understanding, church. Go deeper. Isaiah 30, verse 21. And your ears will hear a word behind you. This is the way, walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right or to the left. That's his guidance he's talking about right there. James 3:17.
Miss Lily?
Yes.
Okay, sorry about that again. There is, you have that knowledge. So there's, oh, I'm sorry, that was, which one? You have
the knowledge. That's what I said.
The knowledge. And you have the knowledge and the understanding.
Mm-hmm. I thought I said that. That's what I have written down.
Oh, sorry, there is no that. This way, Quinn. There is no that and understanding. So and understanding. There is no that after and.
Okay, got it.
Sorry about that. That's me going down. Yeah, go ahead.
Here we go with the underlying part. You have the knowledge and understanding, church. Go deeper. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then we read Isaiah 30:21, which is God's guidance. Yeah. And your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk you in it, when you turn to the right or when you turn to the left. James 3:17. But the wisdom which is from above is pure. First of all, pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, or open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering, without hypocrisy. That's the wisdom that's from above. That tells you what God's wisdom is. He said you have the wisdom, and so this is how wisdom is. I'll read it from the Amplified. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure, undefiled. Then it is peace-loving, courteous, considerate, gentle. It is willing to yield to reason, full of compassion and good fruits. It is wholehearted and straightforward, impartial and unfeigned, free from doubts, wavering, and insincerity. That tells you, God says you have the wisdom, and then he tells you how wisdom is. So that if something comes to you, he's actually, the verse above talks about evil, things that come from evil. So he wants you to understand that what you're hearing from God will be pure, it will be peaceable, it will be gentle, easy to be treated, full of mercy and good works, without partiality and without hypocrisy. King James is really good on that. So, hallelujah. So you can tell the difference from where you're hearing from God or some other source. Proverbs 4:11. I have taught you the way of wisdom. I have led you in the paths of uprightness. Then underlined, trusting in my timing, This is your hope and future. You are saved as an anchor in Jesus, your God, and access. And as I said, that's access to the Father. Titus 1:2. In hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before the world began, but has in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior. Romans 5, 2 through 5. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation works patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope makes not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. And then trust in me is underlined. You see, it uses the word access. Access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope. Hallelujah! What a wonderful, 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 wonderful session with our Lord. And so, as I said, I'm going to be out to Prayer Mountain at noon, and that means I've got to rush around here and get ready and get out there. So, shalom, shalom, and Brother Max will be calling you, as I understand it. Praise the Lord.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Okay, all right, shalom. And the only way folks are going to get on is to go online, billybrim.org. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.